Good morning, beloved. Jeremiah 31, we hear, "Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scatters Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion. They shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall be like a watered garden, and they shall languish no more. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old men shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them, give them gladness for sorrow. I will feast the soul of the priest with abundance. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, declares the Lord." We are praying that that prophetic hope would be indicative of the people of Kuwait. Would you pray with me now? God, for those who are nestled in between Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and can see out their front doors, as it were, to the Persian Gulf, we're asking for those 3 million people to know the joy of God as their Savior, their Lord, their friend, and their Redeemer. We thank you for the prosperity that this country has enjoyed. But even as we consider how much material wealth is some benefit, we know that it pales in comparison to the spiritual riches that are ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. So God, would you continue to strengthen this country to see that the kingdoms of this world are fleeting, but the kingdom that is above, it is eternal. And that in the midst of the very place, on that side of the world at least, where the stories of Christ would have been lived out, celebrated, and first heard and seen, we're asking that the people of Kuwait, they would celebrate Jesus. We're asking that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're asking that the church would be abundant in the life of celebrating the Father's love. And we're asking that to come this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.